Let's open your mind and begin to experience a sense of expansion. This expansion relaxes and provides more oxygen to all of the cells and synaptic connections within your brain. As you breathe, you are aware of a deep sense of calm. This calm is a safe place for you to experience, without judgment, the anger you hold within your body-mind. Now, begin by imagining you are looking at a movie of yourself in a moment of anger. You are the observer, and this movie is simply a replay of an event. It is not being relived in this moment. Focus on a situation that caused you to be angry, and then imagine the details. What was the event? Where were you standing? Who was present? Be mindful of these details and make a mental note. While in this state, see yourself with the greatest honesty and clarity. Who are you in this moment? Are you a young child? Or are you older? Do you need something from someone? Or do you need something from yourself? Express out loud what your personal truth is in this moment. Did you feel you were disrespected, undervalued, unappreciated? Was there an injustice you felt helpless or powerless to control? Did you feel attacked, frustrated, or were treated unfairly? Breathe deeply with these feelings. Discover which one sounds more like the emotion that you were experiencing. Now, breathe with that experience. Breathe with the feeling and the emotion, and drop your mind into the area of your body that is holding that particular emotion. Where in your body do you experience these feelings? Go there now. Bring your awareness into that part of your body and acknowledge it. Allow that part of your body to inform you. Breathing into it, tell it, you are safe to express yourself here. What would you have me understand about myself in this situation? Allow these feelings to rise within you now, acknowledging them, saying, I am allowed to feel angry when my personal emotions need to come through. However, I am still in control, and I choose not to act aggressively or to seek advantage or to admit defeat or to manipulate the facts or harm others or be vindictive in any way. I choose to speak my truth with as much honesty and personal authority as I can. I do this for the integrity of myself and my soul. I know by saying my truth out loud, I am empowering myself to be more of who I actually want to be and feel. Now say whatever you need to in order to clarify this thought. You may want to say, I am more valuable than you realize. I will not allow myself to feel attacked or victimized. I am truthful and powerful in my own process and can transform anger into compassion for myself and others. Close with these thoughts. I refuse to give this situation any more of my power. I take my power back and choose to use my energy and will in ways that make me feel good. Now focus your attention on the cells in your body. Listen to your breathing. And imagine that you can actually see Jesus in every cell in your body, filled with light, complete compassion, and acceptance. Imagine that He is guiding you to a solution while healing your heart and mind. Imagine who you really want to be and react. Imagine how your responses would be different and how those responses produce different outcomes. See that you can actually speak to Jesus and ask Him how to deal with these situations. Breathe with this image and allow any images of people, colors, places, or symbols to come into mind during this process and make a mental note. Allow this open conversation to take place now. Now see how differently you feel, how light you feel, and full of exuberant energy. Repeat, I see myself as vibrant as the sun and as whole and healthy as God has always intended for me to be. Breathing with this image again, and with every breath, allow the light to expand and your body automatically realign with your true divine template. Spend time here, seeing your face beaming with light, your body strong and flexible. You representing your soul in divine perfection as you move through your day, using your gifts and talents in meaningful ways and surrounded by those you love. Thank you. Now, bringing your awareness back into your room, back into your body, back into your seat. Know that you have transformed anger into compassion, into the highest vibration of divine energy.